AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. Luka Doncic played the hero with a game-winning three-pointer to help the Mavericks take a 2-0 series lead against the Timberwolves in the Western Conference Finals. AP's Dave Ferry reports.
Doncic hit the game-winning shot as the Mavericks beat the Timberwolves 109-108. Minnesota led until Doncic drained a three-pointer over Rudy Gobert with 3 seconds remaining.
I don't decide what I'm going to look before the play and just see what defense gives me. I didn't expect that we're going to switch. We're just going to play that pick and roll. I told you live. Come and we'll just figure out from there.
Doncic delivered 32 points, 13 assists, and 10 rebounds for his eighth career playoff triple-double, helping Dallas erase a 16-point third-quarter deficit.
The Pacers are looking to overcome a 2-0 series deficit against the Celtics in Game 3 of the Eastern Conference Finals on Saturday, and they could be doing so without All-NBA guard Tyrese Halliburton, who is questionable after exiting Game 2 with a sore left hamstring. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Rangers scored first but needed overtime to hang on against the Panthers and even the Eastern Conference Final at one game apiece. Correspondent Mike Mancuso was on the scene in New York.
Barclay Goodrow scored at 14:01 of overtime to lift the Rangers to a 2-1 victory over the Panthers. Goodrow had 4 goals during the season. He now has 4 in the playoffs.
Feels good. I think whenever you can, you know, do something to help the team. Obviously, I think we played a pretty good game tonight, and you know, it was nice to, you know, get rewarded with the win.
Vincent Trocheck, who assisted on the game winner, and Carter Verhaeghe on the power play, exchanged first period goals. The teams alternated with momentum surges in what was an up-tempo and at times nasty game. The series shifts to Florida for Game 3 on Sunday.
Off the ice, the Winnipeg Jets elevated associate Scott Arneil to head coach, succeeding the retired Rick Bonus. More on the latest in sports, including Juan Soto's return to San Diego and Caitlin Clark's first win as a pro, coming up next. In Major League Baseball, Juan Soto returned to face the Padres in San Diego for the first time since being traded to the Yankees last offseason, and he did so with a bang. Soto, Aaron Judge, and Giancarlo Stanton all homered in New York's 5-run third inning on the way to an 8-0 rout of the Padres. Soto's 2-run blast in his second plate appearance got the party started.
Fun, definitely fun. It was pretty cool to see the guys and coming through against a guy like that. I mean, it's huge.
Elsewhere in interleague play, the Brewers routed the Red Sox 7-2 with William Contreras hitting the deciding blow, a 2-run homer in the third. The Nationals blew out the Mariners 6-1 behind a 3-run homer for Luis Garcia Jr. In American League action, Justin Verlander passed Greg Maddux for 10th on baseball's all-time strikeouts list and finished with 9 punchouts to lead the Astros past the A's 6-3.
It's pretty amazing. You know, I don't know if as a 21 or 22-year-old kid in professional baseball, if I thought I'd, you know, be in the top 10 in anything, this sport's been around for so long.
Adley Rutschman hit a tie-breaking 2-run single in the 8th inning, and Colton Cowser ended the game by robbing Tommy Pham of a home run in Baltimore's 6-4 win over the White Sox. The Guardians clobbered the Angels 10-4. The Royals blew out the Rays 8-1. The Twins edged the defending champion Rangers 3-2, and the Tigers defeated the Blue Jays 6-2. In the National League, Patrick Bailey hit a go-ahead grand slam in the 8th inning as the Giants rallied from 4 runs down to beat the Mets 8-7. Jonathan India clubbed a grand slam of his own to help the Reds outslug the Dodgers 9-6.
I finally turned on a ball this year. I think it's my first time turning on a ball like that. I haven't felt that all year. And that's why I had so much emotion going around the bases.
The Rockies walked off the Phillies 3-2 in 11 innings. The Pirates routed the Braves 11-4, and the Marlins blanked the D-backs 3-0. Cardinals-Cubs was postponed. And in the WNBA, Caitlin Clark finished with her first career double-double with 11 points and 10 rebounds, and the former Iowa star hit a deep three in the final minute of the fourth quarter to earn her first win as a pro as the Fever beat the Sparks 78-73.
They expect this to be, you know, world champions on day one. Like, that's not realistic. There's a learning curve here. And I feel like we were in a position to be, you know, after this win, be 3-3, but we're not. We're 1-5, but nobody's hung their head.
I'm Gethin Coolbaugh, AP Sports.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com. Upwork.com.